What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time and a Half. What's up, everybody?
Oh my God.
Hello. This is Heidi. You're going to spill my drink.
Everybody, this is Jeremy, and Tim's out of control.
What's going on? Salty Show. Hey, man, I got a lot of energy. I beat COVID. I got my friends back. You know what I'm saying? I got everything back to normal. I've been stuck in my house for about 3 days. And then I went and infected the whole world. You know what I'm saying?
Good. You did your part.
I did a full.
You've done your part for herd immunity. Thank you.
Yes,
very much.
I did 7 days. I did 7 days from the day I took my test. But really, I was sick prior to taking my test. Right. So overall. But, you know, CDC changes everything. Yeah, it is what it is.
And that's the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Cartoon Network goes woke. So woke.
Oh God.
They've gone full racist. We're going to talk about it. I got some videos to show you. All right. Also, the rise and fall of Andrew Cuomo. New allegations of sexual harassment. They're leaving him out to dry. We're going to talk about that. Also, San Francisco School Board was on a Zoom call, and they didn't know the feed was public. Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. Hysteria ensues. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And also, Trump finally breaks the silence. We'll give you the gist of what happened at CPAC, all that CPAC. And more on this episode of The Salty Show.
TheSaltyShow.com.
Well.
Wait, hold on. What's the matter, Timmy?
Nothing. I'm listening.
You good?
I'm listening.
Why are you trying to poke the bear? He's sleeping. Leave him alone. Jesus.
What's going on, Timmy?
I'm paying attention.
You're paying. Okay.
I'm letting the whole co-host speak or whatever the fuck.
Oh, now you're the co-host.
He's recovering. Let him recover. All right.
I'm sorry.
All right. So let's get into this. We'll talk about first Cuomo. Cuomo. Oh, my God. The honeymoon is over, folks. The honeymoon is over. And I think what happened with him is, you know, the media got bored of that. There's nobody. Trump, they're bored because Trump is no longer, you know, the target. They can't go after him. I mean, aside from this weekend, we'll talk about that. But so who are they going to go after? Yeah, the guy who fucking killed all these people, all these old people. They're going after him, dude. So let me first start off with this article here. This is on NBC News. Trump made Cuomo a COVID hero. A nursing home scandal proves the honeymoon is over. And they're going after him, dude. After everything that he did, the cover up that they try to do. We talked about this last week. And now the new allegations of, sexual harassment. One of his aides, was another one of his aides, Tim?
Two aides now.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
He got aides twice?
Yeah, two aides. No. So when he said he needed aides, government aides.
Yeah.
For COVID, he was referring to something else.
He was talking about some little vagina on two legs.
Jesus Christ. Stop.
You know what bothers me about this Andrew Cuomo stuff?
That he's a dick to begin with?
Well, yeah, right. But back in May, when this broke, when Jack Posobiec and other other conservative journalists brought to light and broke the executive order, right? Because it came out and was on New York State's website, and they're like, whoa. And then they went to Michigan's, California, they went to all the different, and they got all the executive orders that mandated them to take in the patients. We even covered it on the show.
So just to clarify, Michigan also and California, they both had.
And Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
All right. So there were multiple states that had these executive orders from the governors telling them.
Yes.
Nursing homes have to take in these COVID patients.
Yes. You can't reject.
Yes.
Right.
Wow.
So what gets me is that I even would bring this up to my friends and my parents and say, this guy's no, he's not doing that. I don't see it on the news. You're just being a Trumper.
On the news now.
You know, you're just making, you know, fake news up, blah, blah, blah. Cuomo's doing a great job.
So this is what I think. This is, and you know how you're saying it. The news media didn't report it back then. all of a sudden now it's news. Now, not just that, because the attorney general in New York approved, these allegations to move forward. In other words, they were holding on to this during the whole elections, during this whole thing right before, because they wanted to keep the lockdowns. He was the number one governor that handled it great. Meanwhile, the attorney general is sitting on these allegations, not wanting to move forward because it would put Cuomo in bad light. Now the deed is done. Trump is out. And now they can move forward and go on with what everything that is coming and people who are coming out. But again, the attorney general in New York sat on this bullshit and for how long? And so you got to ask yourself, he served his purpose and now they're done with him, basically, is what I'm trying to say. And, here's another thing, that happened this week. Democrats are now targeting conservative outlets. Like you were saying, Tim, we were only hearing this in the conservative outlets and people were saying, oh, that's fake news. Well, guess what the Democrats are now not trying to do? So what they're saying is that these news outlets played a role in the January 6th, quote unquote, siege. So House Democrats are now targeting Newsmax, Fox News. What is it? OAN. They're trying to deplatform them from the cable, so that they're not available in cable. This is insanity, dude. And nobody is talking about this. This is only, hush, hush. That's not because, again, if people don't see it in the news, it is not news. They know this. And that's how they work. Like Tim just said, when he confronts people and he was telling them, guys, this is how they're like, oh, well, I don't see the news. It didn't happen. That's a sketch. This is how it is. This is how this shit works. And they're not even covering Biden's whole fucking bullshit he's doing at the border. You know what I mean? Like he literally opened up again.
You know what he's doing to the border?
Whatever.
He doesn't know what he's doing at the border.
I don't know about the border. I didn't hear about the
Jeremy
border.
Doesn't know what's going on at the border.
Are the kids in cages, Jeremy? There's kids in cages, again? Now. Yeah. And so me and Tim talked about this and we're going to talk about this. We're going to start doing little excerpts of a little podcast. We'll talk about it after the show. But right now, AOC is nowhere to be found. She was. She came out and criticized Biden. However, you know what I mean? Like, I still haven't seen the photo op of her standing there at the border because Biden, he opened up these, what do they call them? Immigration holding. Oh, I don't know what they, but like a pretty
detention
beautiful
center?
Term.
Yeah.
No, not even a detention center. What did he call it, Tim?
It's a detainment. No, it's a detainment center.
Detainment center. Yeah.
It's a temporary like detainment facility. It's over. Detainment facility. So basically they're saying like all these kids coming over, like, oh, we got to put them in there because it's overflow. We don't have room in our normal, our normal places because they're coming over like crazy. Like there's like hundreds to thousands a day coming over the border, like just coming in, like children. They come in and they get processed. Okay, go.
And he just took schools. He just went down there and opened schools for them so they can go to school. They can get educated. All of that. And then they I had got it flagged to me and there's parts of the centers too that they, one of the reasons why they have shortages of space is they had a couple of the centers that they had to close down because they found there was trafficking and children being sexually abused.
So they come out, the Democrats come out and saying, well, the problem is that these kids, they're coming with people who are not their parents. That's what we've been fucking saying this whole goddamn time. It's child trafficking. But they're fucking idiots, dude. Oh, God, I am so angry. And again, it didn't happen. Remember how they made a big deal that Trump was putting kids in cages. But now, oh, no. These are temporary holding facilities. It's the same goddamn thing. They were showing pictures of these things, dude. Jeremy, they have bars like it's like a jail cell.
All right.
A jail cell.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. It's a slap in the face. All right. Yeah. Because, again, on Twitter, they have the one of the best accounts on Twitter, Biden L's. Oh, yeah. This is fantastic. And it's basically they go and they screen capture all the Biden supporters that are now complaining on Twitter going, we voted for $2,000 checks, not kids in cages and bombs in Syria. So every time they're criticizing, every time they're criticizing, they take a screenshot. I'll do it. And it's great. So this is one of those L's that everybody's bitching about because they were like, wait a minute. You guys spent 4 years saying Trump was putting kids in cages. You reopened two facilities that were closed down in 30 days being in office. They go, why? What are you doing?
Putting kids in cages?
Exactly. They go, wait a minute. They go, you were telling us Trump was the one putting them in cages, and now he closed facilities and you opened them back up? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, it.
Guess what, assholes? You get what you voted for.
Oh, yeah.
Idiots.
Biden, this is what you get. Hey, no returns. No returns. I'm sorry.
Were you surprised?
By the way.
Are you surprised? If you're surprised, you're an idiot.
We're, what, 45 days into his administration, or 40-some days? And he has He has yet to hold a press conference. He hasn't talked to the press.
I thought he had a town hall.
No. These are questions that are fed to him. I'm talking about him sitting or being in front of all the reporters. Anybody can ask him a question. Yeah, he hasn't done that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they would have been criticizing Trump. You know, they just would have. I'm telling you they did.
He has to circle back that.
So right. Let me ask you this. Yeah. So isn't a tradition? Isn't every February, like the second, third week of February, the State of the Union address? Don't they do don't all presidents do?
Not yet. No. Because obviously he can't give a State of the Union. He hasn't done anything. So the State of the Union is a year after. Yeah. But he should come out and talk. Yeah, I mean, he should come out and talk to the press, because he already did the inauguration. The inauguration was him saying, laying out his plans. And then a year later, he does the, you know, State of the Union. So it has, you know, I saw these tweets out there and I'm like, it doesn't apply. It's not the same thing. All right. I want to get into this topic.
Wait, hold on. I need to retract. It's actually called a migrant child facility.
There you go. Okay. I knew it had facilities in it anywhere. Kids in cages, basically. All right. So I want to talk about this, and I'm going to do a little monologue, and then we'll start the discussion. Cartoon Network. Have you guys seen it? Tim, I know, Tim, you've seen this. Okay.
I'm not going to send it to you.
Yes, right. Exactly. Tim sends me this, and when I see this, like everything that Tim sends me, it fucking makes my blood boil. And he does it on purpose. He's like, hey, he's going to like this one. So I watch this thing. Now, Cartoon Network, like as we said, goes woke. How did they go woke? They're mocking the idea, the concept of being colorblind. They're mocking it. And what they're now changing it to be is they want you to see color. So going woke equals undoing decades of progress in the racial division in America. So before we get into it, I'm going to show you this video. Okay. Now this is a, whatever they want to call it, public service announcement or a little commercial on the show that they were airing. Watch this bullshit. Oh my God.
Or purple? What the? Whoa. Hold up a minute here. Ugh, who wrote this? I think it kind of does matter that I'm purple. I mean, I'm purple because I'm literally an alien.
Well, I'm not an alien, but it definitely matters to me that I'm black.
Yeah, it makes a difference that I'm white. I know the two of us get treated very differently.
I just think it's messed up to compare me being an alien to you two being different races. You're both human. You're totally biologically the same. Adding purple people into a lesson about human racism makes no sense.
Yeah, that is pretty weird. I think people like the black, white, or purple thing because adding a fantasy race in there helps distract from the actual racism black people have to deal with.
Right. My experience with anti-black racism is really specific. Other people of color experience other forms of racism too, but you won't see any of that if you don't see color.
Dude, so this entire public service announcement could be a ploy to avoid talking about racism altogether. Hey, can we get a rewrite where we appreciate each other without erasing what makes each of us different?
Okay, but it's gonna add a couple hours to the shoot.
I can make yours open.
You were rolling just now, weren't you? Can't we just slap some graphics on this and call it a day?
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, let's unpack what we just saw. Okay. Now, first of all, Martin Luther King is rolling in his grave right? You guys, we all remember the I Had a Dream speech, right? Where he talked about a future time where people would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. We all know this. That's not what this message is telling you. This message is telling you, see color. This is what, right here, we're looking, let me show you guys on the screen. They're, what is this? The logo slogan, Cartoon Network slogan is see color, be anti-racist. Okay. Now, again, this goes in against what Martin Luther King said when he gave his I Have a Dream speech. So first of all,
they contradict each other. Yeah. They fucking, this they is the do. Whole reason we had to pull the kids out of school is yeah. because our kids had no idea that they needed to treat somebody differently because they were a different skin color or because they liked boys instead of liked girls when they should be liking girls or should be liking boys. Like the fucking schools did that. Cartoon Network is doing that. They are creating the very thing that they are hypocritically trying to. And yep. people are like, well, I don't understand. I'm like, what do you mean you don't understand? My kids never thought there was a problem that certain family members were married to or had boyfriends and girlfriends when they were the same sex. It never crossed my kids' minds until the schools came in and said, well, this is racism. This is. And then they go, well, I don't understand. What's wrong with so-and-so liking girls? What's wrong with this aunt liking females? What's wrong with this uncle liking men? Like, well, there was never a problem before in their 10 years of life. So why are we having a problem now?
Well,
oh, I know, because of the fucking government.
Well, look, there's been
society.
An infiltration of leftist thinking. Now, there is a goal that they have, and we're going to talk about that. But I want to unpack this video.
It's from not what, leftist, from, it's Marxism.
From what we saw. So for the listener, unfortunately, you didn't get to see some of these characters. I don't know what the fuck that purple character was, but I fucking
it was an
can't.
Alien.
It was
an
alien. Yeah, but whatever. It's I was reading it was a fucking rock or whatever. But I can't fucking stand her. She reminds me of the fucking, you know, the blue haired college woke leftist bullshit. They like, basically, that's what they did. Now, okay, so second, the age group that they're targeting this cartoon for, they have no clue what they just said. I'm telling you that a lot of this shit for the kids that they're targeting, the kids who are watching this shit, that shit went over their heads. Mm-hmm. They have no idea. So again, and we'll elaborate on that. But these people, when they end this commercial, you can tell that they feel proud of themselves, that they accomplished something. Another point that I want to make. This is just another example of how leftists are obsessed with race. In my opinion, Cartoon Network, you can all just go fuck yourselves for this blatant display of racist virtual signaling disguised as wokeness. This is racist, dude. And to me, it's like, you're a fucking Cartoon Network. Just let kids be kids. What the fuck are you doing? And again, let's talk about the see color, be anti-racist. Again, goes completely against what Martin Luther. Look, what they should have said was this. Your color doesn't matter. We don't give a shit about your color. The way you behave matters. Oh, yeah. And by the way, fuck racists. That would have been a far better message for the kids, including all the bad words that I just said. It seriously would have been a better message than this garbage nonsense. And another point, and again, I said I was going to do a little monologue. We'll talk about another point I want to make. The strong man argument presented. They want you to see race because in their minds, the idea that we shouldn't see color means we shouldn't acknowledge that racism exists. But that's not the message. No one that's advocated for that has ever said that. In fact, it's the opposite. We acknowledge that racism exists. And the message to those obsessed with skin color is this. Stop focusing on their skin color and judge people based on their character. But no, any attempt to object or oppose these leftist ideas, these backward ideas, specifically any objection that comes from white people. You know what they're calling it now? They're labeling it as white fragility. But see, to me, that's the ultimate display of leftism. They don't care about character. They only care to promote leftist thought. They don't care about riots from Antifa and BLM because it was for a good cause. This is what they all say. It was to promote socialism disguised as the black man's struggle against systemic racism. But a few white people that stormed the Capitol, oh yeah, that gets nonstop coverage. They called it the new age of white supremacy. Now, think about that message here. The left doesn't want you to just go on about your life. Being a decent citizen and treating people with respect, regardless of their race. No. They want you to be militant against what they have called white racist. It's the same, and I saw this dude. Oh my God, you guys, I know you guys are on TikTok, but I saw this logic, and this is being, it's predominant right now in the vegan community. Sorry, Tim, but it is. What they're doing is, no, listen to this. You can't,
because
you used to be a vegan. Let's not
who gives a now, shit?
Look, here's the deal. You
used to be a lefty liberal, too.
No,
not to that level.
The vegan community right now, a lot, it's those on the far left, you can't be a vegan if you don't actively shame meat eaters and force them into, and force them into being into the vegan cult. Yeah. And I don't know if you guys watch this, the what is that called? The teacher, the vegan teacher. Oh, she got banned from TikTok because she was making threats. but this lady used to come out with videos. And again, her idea was like, oh, no, you can't be a vegan if you're not actively condemning people who eat meat. But I digress. Let's come back to this Cartoon Network thing. So Cartoon Network's fight against racism. The question becomes, who are the white devils we are fighting, Cartoon Network? And this is where, in my opinion, it gets sinister and it gets scary. Because once they have a collective force of thought, they just need a spark. Then they can target their political opponents and label them as the ones that they need to go after. This is how leftist movements works, folks. It's how they've done it in the past and how they're going to continue doing it. It's happening today. These ideas, in my opinion, are detrimental to minorities. There is no longer an incentive to be good and to do good. No, instead, excuses are made for rotten actions and behavior. You behave badly because society treats you badly. Therefore, we won't address it or correct it. This perpetuates a moral decline. This inhibits personal growth, stunts advancement on the social economic ladder. And in the end, that is the ultimate goal of these Marxists. They create a permanent societal bottom class that is in constant need of a savior, a master that stays in power, with the constant promise that they're going to rectify the wrongs of the past. It's like you've seen that image. A carrot stick, right? They hold that and they're riding us like chattel, but we're chasing that carrot. They've become the gatekeepers of what they deem good and acceptable. And I think they're going to destroy anyone and everyone who opposes them. And I'm sorry, I went a little long, but I just wanted to get that. This to me angered me so much. That I'm like, how do people not see this? How do people not wake up that they want to keep us divided? They want to have this because, again, it keeps them in power. It's dangerous. But nobody wants to talk about this. People are like, oh, no, this is necessary because minorities are oppressed. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah. So, look, why do you want people to see color? You want division, right?
Yeah.
I was raised, you don't judge, you don't look at color, you judge actions. If the guy's an asshole, you're an asshole. That's how I was always raised. That's how
exactly.
We went, and I've always lived my life this way, okay? We went on vacation. How many white people, or how many Caucasians were on that vacation?
Zero. You're all Latinos.
well, me. Technically me.
You and Wendy. Wendy's white.
Would you make up your mind? Are you Latino? Are you an Italian?
No, no,
are you Caucasian?
No, but I have to fill out white because there's no form. There's no thing for me.
No,
right?
I know what you're saying. Yes.
We were a very diverse group that went on vacation, right? Nobody gave a shit about what color you were. We're all friends, right? We're a six diverse group of people that went on vacation, had a great time.
The problem is, Tim, is you're not seeing color. Yeah. You were oppressing those people the entire time you were on vacation.
I know, how dare you? I know.
How dare
you?
So,
but this is where I'm going is they want this division because all that does, to Nelson's point, when you have division and the protests happen and the buildings burn and everything, at first they say, yeah, okay, they're doing it for a reason. But it just gives them more power to lock you down, create stricter laws. And I sent this to Nelson yesterday. FX, because you know I'm a big hip hop head, and I've always and I don't give a shit by politics, whatever. I don't care. I've always been a hip hop head, and always will be. Okay, I watched FX had a show, a short docu-series called like Undercover Hip Hop or some shit like that. I forget the title. I'm bad at titles. No. But one of there was a very important clip. They were talking about 1994. What was very important in 1994? They talked about the prison reform bill that happened. And they show Bill Clinton signing it and we got to do stuff to take over the streets, take our streets back. And, you know, basically it institutionalized more private jails. It made the police be able to become more proactive and more militarized. Right. And they went into these black communities and where you started seeing them clean it, you know, what they say is cleaning it up and everything. But that 1994 crime bill, people were still going to jail for conspiracy for being a drug dealer or selling drugs or, you know, in the clean up the crack, you know, off the streets. Okay. But they hate Donald Trump, but they talked about that. Who created that bill?
Your
current president. Who signed that bill? Bill Clinton. Last I checked, that is the Democratic Party that created that crime bill that set minorities back because they were, you know, you get caught, you know, selling a bag of weed, you were going to jail for 30 years. You know what I mean? Even if you didn't get caught, conspiracy theory. People are in jail right now based on conspiracy theory. They didn't catch them, but because they had the authority behind them, they were able to do it and lock them up. Okay?
Well, you keep saying conspiracy theory. Are you saying... What do you mean by conspiracy?
Well, they think that you know, either you're covering up for your friend or you did it. You're going to jail because you're not saying anything.
Okay.
So that these bills were passed by Democrats, and then right at the end, and the one thing that pissed me off is that they had to show Trump holding the Bible and saying it's all his fault, basically, and that's why I was like, but
the guy was not a politician. Oh my God.
Exactly. No, but that's where I got a little irritated. It was right at the end. But what I'm saying is all these things they're complaining about are the Democrats putting this in place. Yeah. California has been run. LA, San Francisco has been run by Democrats forever. Yes, they had Arnold Schwarzenegger
governor.
As governor, but he's a liberal.
Speaking of him, I heard something the other day because they were talking about the recall of Newsom, right? Mm-hmm. They're trying to get rid of Newsom.
Yeah.
And I did Schwarzenegger get in on a recall?
I don't remember. I think he might.
Was it Brown?
Yeah, I think he got in over Brown.
Well, so yeah, what I thought I heard them talking about was that Schwarzenegger didn't get elected during a normal cycle. He got elected as part of a recall election.
Oh, okay.
And he was only for...
Yeah, he lost his election. The re-election.
His run for re-election?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like, it's not like he was even voted in, right? They still have Democrat.
These cities are infested with Democrat-ran leaders. Even Phoenix has always been Democratic-ran leaders, the Democratic mayors, okay? They destroy their cities, okay? Mm-hmm. You look in Hollywood District, that knucklehead.
What year?
He was elected.
He was October 7th, 2003. Actor Arnold Schwarzenegger is elected governor of California.
But as part of a recall, right?
Populous state in the nation with his world's fifth largest economy.
But I think what Jeremy's saying is that there was a recall for the previous governor, and that's how he got in there, even though he was elected.
Despite his inexperience, Schwarzenegger came in.
Yeah, you still have to go through the whole thing. But my whole point is these cities and states are ran by Democrats for years.
Yeah.
And they do nothing to clean it up. They do nothing to help the people beat the struggles. You know, they got nothing but, you know, oh, they want to say the crack neighborhoods. Okay. But okay, how do you stop the drugs coming in? You know what I mean? Go, you know, stop the drugs from coming in. Put those policies in place. Don't say, oh, well, we got to keep you down from not working and keep your neighborhood.
You know what's crazy?
You know what I mean? Like,
Tim, along your point, along the same lines that you're talking about, you know what's even more cynical and just
sinister?
And Jeremy mentions this all the time. It's because, number one, they pander. Okay. Number two, they, again, I said it earlier. They remain. It's this perpetual reason to remain in power because they are the constant savior. Even okay, so let's think about this. Even in black communities, let's think about Baltimore. Baltimore is ran by black Democrats, top to bottom, top to bottom. Shithole, a shithole city. We went, Tim, and I remember going to Baltimore about 15 years ago. And it was fucking gorgeous. Even then, you know, they told us don't go out further than here because it's dangerous. But and we went this time. I mean, it was just like, what? This is it? You know what I mean? Like, and again, you kind of stay in the safe areas because the further out you go, you're just going to be in trouble. And it's like, it's so sad. Guys, Philadelphia, I was telling you guys, I went out there, middle of last year. And me and Tim had gone there maybe 2 years prior. Tim, it's not the same. This is just 2 years. The homelessness and the poverty, right in the middle of the city where there's so much history. And you're looking at this and you're like, oh, my God, this is sad. This is sad for the country. This is sad for, you know.
But nobody ever wants to say, look who's running these places.
No,
I'm
exactly.
Sorry. When to Cuomo, when they were saying, oh, look at all those people that died in New York, that's Trump's fault. And they kept blaming Trump for New York. But we kept telling everybody, the nursing home deaths, he put them in there. Nope, it's Trump's fault.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to wear a mask and lock down the country and everything else. And then when Trump did say, I'm thinking about maybe shutting down the tri-state area. No, that's a state decision. You cannot do that, federal government, which was right. And that was basically almost like saying, hey, I'm poking you just so that the word gets out that I'm thinking about it. So you do something. Look at the top states for people that died. Okay. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, California. You know, Texas is up there. But when you look at like the top 10, one is a Republican state. Okay. One, Republican red. And then you want to criticize Florida. Florida's been open the whole time. Arizona's been it's been open the whole way.
I've been open the whole time.
It's been open the whole time, but yeah, you got to wear a mask here and there, but they've been open. Okay?
No, you don't have to.
Georgia's been open. All these places have been open. And look at, they're thriving and they're doing good. Look at New York and everything. Oh, we're going to give you 35% capacity now in New York City. But across the street on Long Island, 50 to 75%, you know, it's almost full.
Yeah.
What's the difference between New York, between 718 Floyd Park and 516 Floyd Park? Not a goddamn difference. Two blocks. That's the difference. Coronavirus travels all over the place.
No, it doesn't. No, it does not.
It's fucking ran like dog shit. Like dog shit. Why do you have garbage? We were in Manhattan. You have garbage piling up. It stinks like shit in that city.
Because of the COVID thing?
No, but just in general. But like everything, it's like all ran by liberal Democrats.
I want to mention something about New York. And I remember me and Tim were out there. And, you know, and again, New York is one of the most beautiful skylines, in my opinion, New York.
It is.
You know, and I'm out there, you know, and we're right in the middle of the city. And, you know, we had met up some friends out there. And, you know, it's like, it's beautiful. It was raining. And I remember, and we're walking and I just see just garbage garbage on the fucking right where everything's at. And I'm like, Tim, what the hell's going on? And he's like, well, you know, and Tim like gives me the response, like I think every New Yorker gives. It's like, well, you know, it's the unions, right? Oh, chalk it up for the unions. This is what the unions do. And I'm like, yeah, but Tim, think about this, man. Like, this is one of the most, I mean, imagine all the tourism that comes out here. And but there's no, like, these people, they love their employees, quote unquote, so much. But it's like, fucking, you don't have no pride in your goddamn city, because anybody who has pride in their city fucking keeps that shit clean. I'm sorry, I'm saying this, but those fucking unions, they don't care about their goddamn city, because if they did, that shit would be clean, dude. And it's like that's the icon of the city, and you keep it dirty. It's so sad. It's so fucking sad and angering. I'm with you, Tim, because I look at that and I'm like, homie, like, this is the face that we give the world. You know, everybody wants to go to New York, everybody, and but it's Democrat ran cities. And they're just ran like, but you know what? These pseudo intellectuals, we know that this is what the masses need. No, we fucking don't. You guys are ruining societies, ruining it. Our you know, beautiful cities. Anyway, all right, I'm gonna move on. So Trump goes to CPAC. 31 million viewers. 31 million. Now to put this in perspective,
internet yesterday.
To put this in perspective, because it was, now when I say 31 million, it was across all platforms. I'm talking about Twitter, Facebook, everybody, YouTube, 31 million.
But he's not loved. But he's not loved, and he's not. And he's not our president.
80 million votes.
And he's not our. Yeah, yeah.
Look, Heidi. Thomas Sowell gave this quote, and I'm gonna butcher it, but the gist of it was this. Thomas Sowell said, the greatest obituary a person can have is that they were loved by the people that they knew, despite the people that hated him that didn't know him. And that's Trump, because a lot of people hate him, but they don't know him. People who are close to Trump, they love him. Dude, the guy is drawing crowds. Now, more people watched his speech. Again, he's no longer president, folks. More people watched his speech at CPAC than watched the Golden Globes that happened that same night. Think about that, folks. This is why they hate him. This is why Hollywood hates him, because this guy commands attention. He's just that kind of guy. Now, what did he do? He came out swinging. Me and Tim are messaging back and forth as we're watching this, and Tim's like, dude, this dude came out swinging. I'm like, yeah, he did. I loved it. He criticized Biden on his immigration failures, on the China virus handling. He talked about how he's going to remain in the Republican Party. And this is something that we talked about a few months ago. We said, well, what is Trump going to do now that he, you know, and we said, well, you know what? If he starts his own party, I believe he will fracture the Republican Party. So, but what he said, he's like, I'm going to remain in the Republican Party. This is what the Democrats would want for us to be divided. No. So in my opinion, I love that he said that. You know why? Yeah. Because he declared himself as the leader of the Republican Party. And Posobiec said this, I think he was tweeting somebody else, but he said, you know, Trump clearly, when he walks in, he commands the crowd, and anybody else who was before him cannot compare to the way that this man, again. And so he's a clear leader of the Republican Party. The rhinos like Liz Cheney, what's his name, Mitt Romney, Pat Toomey, they're all dead.
Oh, they're done. They're gone. They're done.
So you used a word that I saw in an article. Yeah. Rhino. What is that? What is a rhino?
Republican in name only.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's an acronym.
Wait. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
AKA. I mean, that's a really nice name for cuck.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. All right. Thank you.
No. So what he?
He named them. He rattled their names off.
Every single one.
Bop, 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 bop.
You know what he really should do?
Yes.
Right. He really should convert back to a Democrat. Run for president on the Democratic ticket.
No,
he will get won't. He. No, listen.
No,
he
that would ensure a Republican.
He. Yeah. Hold on. No. Oh, well, no, let me talk through this. That those people who refuse to vote for a Republican will vote for him. All the Republicans will vote for him.
Yeah.
He's in. He's in.
He really should. He really should
get past the primaries.
He would destroy Biden in the primary.
Well, that's right. Democrats will cheat. They'll just cheat him out of it anyways, but that's
exactly.
Okay.
Now, so
I'm reading a lot of people that are saying that is that he can run, but until we get this shit under control,
they're voting for us,
he can run all he wants all day long.
So there are major things have happened so far already. So you know what's very quiet this week is that in Georgia, they actually passed a law, and I believe they signed it, saying that all absentee ballots now require voter ID. They passed it now after all the evidence that came out. And you know what happened today? Nobody talks about it. Oh, Pete, a liberal stormed the Capitol, the Georgia State Capitol. They stormed right in there. Nobody talked about it. Nobody
Why did they storm?
Because they're very upset that, you know, they
you have to prove that you're entitled to vote before
you
can vote.
It's racist.
All right. Fuck you.
But no, but that, but that's what they're saying. Yeah, yeah. But that is a huge, huge, huge law. So they because I'm going to turn it back to you in a second.
Yeah, you go.
Because they have, because people forget, we have, we still have the state legislators and the state governments and the local we can make those changes because voting is at the state level. The voting laws are at the state level.
Right.
So they can change it to whatever they want. Like right now, the liberals. Next week are taking Arizona to court for three laws. They're taking it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's actually going to hear it based on it being being racist and voter and one of them is being having voter ID.
Well, wait. So there's liberal groups that are suing Arizona in the Supreme Court about
three of our voting laws.
Voting laws.
Yeah. So next so. Week. We're going to talk about it. So again, going back to his CPAC speech, Trump came out criticizing the courts and what he said, they didn't have the guts to do the right thing. Now he's criticizing people who he appointed. Now he also laid out plans to fix the next elections that are coming. And again, I think this lays out, the blueprints or the roadmap of what he's going to do. And what he said is, you know, we need to only have a one day to vote. None of this 3 weeks for counting votes. He said one day to, and again, look, I'm telling you, all these Republican legislative bodies, they're listening to this and this is the shit that they're going to pass. They got 2 years to do it. He said one day to vote. He also mentioned voter ID. This is common sense. We need to know that you're the one who's voting. And he also said in-person voting, eliminate mail-in ballots for the vast majority. He said, unless you have a medical reason or you're in the military or you're out of the country, there should be no reason why you're mailing in a ballot. And as soon as he mentioned that, the cross starts chanting, you won. And so he came out again. He criticized, you know, everybody. Like Tim said, he mentioned every single one of them by name. He called Liz Cheney a warmonger. He said that, you know, he's like, she's done because her polls dropped the second that she came out and opposed me. And here's one thing that me and Tim, you know, went back and forth on, you know, whether or not him mentioning the fact that, you know, mentioning all the facts of how they cheated, you know, and I feel that he needs to continue to say that because, again, he commanded a 30 million views. He's got to continue saying that this was stolen and mention the facts because the news media is not doing it. Tim, like you said, you know, you talk to people and they're like, I never heard that on the news. Well, guess what? Once Trump is talking, people can just Google what Trump life and they can watch him and they can see. And then they can be like, wait, what? Are you serious? Let me Google this shit. And they can find out. This is why I believe he's a smart guy, dude. The guy does not get to where he's at being dumb, but this shit was stolen. Now, again, I loved it. The enthusiasm that was on this side portrayed, dude, it was awesome. And I think it was good. It was necessary for the base. A lot of people came out and says, oh, my God, I needed to hear this guy. And another thing that I mentioned to Tim, you know, this is interesting because think about what happened. You know, the all the former presidents, they have a club of the previous presidents, you know, former presidents club. They didn't want him a part of it. And Trump didn't want to be a part of it either because it's been long tradition of holding back criticism of any of the sitting presidents. Trump is not following that. Trump came out and he shots fired, dude. He's going to go after Biden. And I love it. And I'm here for it because you know what? People like to talk about the tradition and decorum. That's out the window. Our country is at stake and we need to fight for it. And I love it.
So one of the things he brought up in his speech, and I thought this one was really good when he's talking about energy. And he goes, we do need good energy sources. He goes, natural gas is great. He goes, but he brought up the thing about the windmills that nobody talks about. He's like, they got these things and they spin. He goes, that's great. He goes, half the time they don't work and they stay up, or when they take them down, they just throw them. He goes, it can't be good for the environment. He goes, these things are not good for the environment, because we talked about this last week about them. You know how you said, like, they're not recyclable. They're not, like, they just sit in a landfill and create waste. And the energy that takes to make them isn't, you know, it puts more out in the air than it does, you know, it's got a bigger carbon footprint than people realize. He's like, we need to talk about this. He's like, I love solar, but he's like, solar can't give us enough energy that we need for this country. He's like, until we figure it out, he goes, we got to have everything, you know? He goes, there's certain things that we know aren't the best for the environment, but it's the best.
It's a balance.
It's what works, you know?
Hold on, Jerry, I'm going to let you talk. But along those lines, Tim, I want to show you guys this, and you're going to love this. Let me show you this TikTok video first, Jeremy, and then I'll let you talk. But this, to me, summarizes this whole idea of green energy, okay? Because people are now just doing it for the sake of just being, I'm all for green. Okay, watch this video.
Welcome to Indianapolis, and our green Indigo buses are all electric, saving the environment. They're all powered by diesel generators.
So they're electric buses that are being charged by generators that are powered by diesel engines.
Yeah.
They can sell the idea. See, we're all about green, but it, behind the scenes, is it really green? It's not.
No,
they don't care. Anyways,
no. Nobody. We never talk about. Like, what do you want to get to, Jeremy? What do you want to?
Well, on the green energy thing, right? So you have solar, you have wind, you have nuclear, you have coal, you have natural gas, you know, fired power plants, right? The one thing that really blows my mind is the best part about nuclear is there's no real emissions, right? It's just you're boiling water, and in most cases, they're recycling that water, cooling it back down, and then heating it up again to cause more steam. So apparently, I don't know too much about it, but there's an element called thorium, which is you use it exactly as you would uranium or plutonium or what do they use in nuclear plants? Is it uranium, right?
Yeah.
You don't use uranium. You use this thorium instead, and it's not radioactive. When they're done with it, it's not radioactive. So you can basically dump it right back into the ground where you got it from.
Oh,
and you don't have to worry about it.
I think you're talking about this. This is a Bill Gates. This is we talked about this last year. That's one of Bill Gates. He's looking into that type of I wish, you know what, it's a great discussion to have, because he's been spending a lot of his money to research into that. And that was one of those things where it doesn't, because when it decays, it becomes radioactive or something like that. And so this one doesn't, or apparently this element that they use. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's supposed to be, it's a replacement for uranium-233.
So look, I'm all the way. Look, if there's a better, cheaper, cleaner way, I'm all in, right?
Everybody's in.
How can you tell me, hey, the price of gas is going up, but you need to go get an electric car? Great. How much is an electric car? Well, I mean, it's $60,000. To me, you know what? That's racist. Only people with money can afford it. It's racist.
No, that's not racist.
No, everything is racist now, Jeremy. Oh. Everything's racist.
I'll just take my white fragility and sit in the corner.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm a woman. I'm a woman.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these cars are still $60,000 for the cheap model. Okay, and then you gotta plug it in somewhere. So now in your house, you got to get the hookup, which costs a couple thousand. I mean, you talk about $100,000 for a car. Me driving my car. And if I spend $30 a week on gas, okay, I did this because I was thinking about when I, you know, at some point buying an electric car. But I'm like, I don't save in gas. I think I would spend $3,500 a year in gas, okay? Well, maybe a little bit less, you know, for per week, you know, 30 what's 30 times 52? Put it in your phone.
Yeah, but I can tell you off the top of my head.
Put it in your phone because it took too long.
156.
Yeah. What were the numbers?
So there's 52 weeks in a year, right? $30 a week.
Yeah. 1,560.
Okay. 1,560. My payment for that car, that's 2 months of payments for an electric car. All right. At $500 a month.
No, $60,000 is $972 a month. I know that because we were doing
okay,
math.
But
and that's great credit. Oh yeah, that's great credit. Which yeah, you know, nobody's got that shit anymore.
But that's for the 60. You know, when it's all said and done. But you start adding it up. I'm not spending that in gas. I'm not spending that in gas for the entire lifetime of that car. Yeah, it might save some of the emissions, but how much does it take to make that electric car? How much energy, dirty energy, what they say, is being used to create that car? What is the pollution of that battery?
How
do you recycle it?
Yeah, they did show the immediate damage to the earth.
Yeah.
To build one car, it's like decades or something of damage for a regular car. And the regular car that you're driving, the decades of damage can actually be turned around and corrected by doing things like planting more trees and having more grass. So like we're coming out and going, oh, let's put artificial turf all over the world. I mean, like we're fans of that. So I'm not, you know, obviously, but I'm not going to lie. We are fans because of the maintenance, right? But the point being is we're just as guilty. We're putting artificial turf in instead of putting grass in. We're not helping to offset. And that's happening across the nation. It's not just us, well, right? And that's part of the problem.
Hold on. From what aspect though? Are you saying that that global warming is man-made and therefore we're contributing to this man-made global warming? Is that what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is that there are things we can do to help slow what is going to naturally evolve. Okay, global warming. Hello, people. For those of you that like to follow the fucking science, global warming happened during the caveman era and the dinosaur era. And hello, man had nothing to do with that. That's science. That's evolution. And it's going to happen again. But my point is to what Tim is saying is all this energy saving shit we're trying to do to slow this global warming thing that apparently people think we are doing as humans. You're full of shit. Because what we need to be doing is looking at it and saying, okay, we know that these things are creating some sort of long-term effect. Those long-term effect things can be offset more rapidly than the immediate damage being done by the green ideas that people have. That's what I'm trying to say. Look, it's going to happen. There's no stopping it. It's evolution. Hello. If we weren't wiping out science and history, we would know that.
Is that the advancements in the past that have helped clean up the air? There was no government regulation that made. In other words, New York City air was dirtier 100 years ago, you know, than it is today. But there was no government initiative to get rid of this or X or Y. There wasn't. It was just the free market that made it happen. But for me, it's like we need to be able to trust that more. You know what I mean? Like, because people today is, oh, we need some government regulation to come in and take control of this shit and it's going to fix it. No. Like anything else that government does, they it's inefficient and it's wasteful. And instead, it makes people rich. Yeah, corrupt people rich.
But that's what I was going to say. When the government regulates and they say we got to go green, okay, who in Congress, whose brothers, whose cousins, whose parents, whose, you know, daughters, who are all involved in these companies
going
to get those paid, to go get those contracts? Oh, we're going to go retrofit all the buildings in New York. Oh, who owns that contract? Oh, Schumer's somebody Schumer knows. Right. That's a lobbyist that gives him money. So basically Schumer is getting rich off giving the contracts to his people and they give him a kickback because he sits on the board. You know, he gets it's no different than what mafia used to do and still do. You know, they go buy a company, you know, they sit on the board, they get a W-2 because now they look legit, you know, but they don't work for it, but they get a piece of it, but they're running the streets with, you know, behind it all. Come on, man. It's no different. They're running the same game the mafia has done in the past. Sorry, nobody wants to say that, but it's true. But they're doing it in front of everybody because they go, oh, I voted for you. You would never screw me over. Or we accept the fact that politicians are allowed to get rich off our dime. You know what I mean? That's what I don't get. If I elect you and you're sitting there constantly giving yourself a raise, and then you're allowed to invest into companies that you're writing laws for that allow them to get contracts. Like Nancy Pelosi should not be allowed to invest in Tesla right before the government, before she works on signing the bill that the government is going to move to electric vehicles for the next 10 years. How can they all do this? This, to me, that's worse than insider trading.
Term limits. Term limits is something that we can all agree on. Fucking term.
You agree limits. With that? You agree with that, Jeremy, that she should be able to take her money knowing that she's going to make it and put these crazy calls out there?
No, that's obviously inappropriate. It's a conflict of interest, and she should not be allowed to do that. But she makes the laws. So
but they wrote
a
law that says they're allowed to do that. That's what blows my fucking mind away. And us as people, we do not know this because we go, well, this is so complicated. I'm not a lawyer, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you watch football, you know, every fucking goddamn stat about football because that's entertainment. Politics is boring, but they made it boring. They allowed you to say, fuck it. I'm going to put blind faith into whoever I vote. I'm just keep voting the same people in. And here we are. Here we are. When people go, why is things so crazy? It's all of our fault. Because
I saw this
stand-up
comedian, and he was was given a scenario. He's like, imagine if the founding fathers, if you were talking to the founding fathers and trying to explain to them social media, and they start asking you questions. They're like, wait, so anybody can post on Twitter? Yeah, anybody can put. He's like, no, but only educated people can share their thoughts, right? No, anybody can write. And they're like, wait, what? Yeah. And he's like, what about the president? Does the president participate in this process? You know, but this is where we are. You know, you're right, Tim. You know, when everybody said, hey, let's open up the voting for everybody. Here we are facing the repercussions of the uneducated and the unwilling to educate themselves. There are people who vote for somebody. Oh, he had a nice tie on. That's what I'm going to vote for. Oh, God. Our country, you know what I mean? Like, no, I'm dead serious. This is what we.
Yeah.
But because people said, no, everybody has the right to vote because anybody. And it was like, well, think about this. The founding fathers who wanted freedom and had these ideas, brilliant ideas. They limited that power to the right to a certain people who had vested interest in the country. We've talked about this multiple times, people who own property. But here we are today. Joe Schmo, who's, you know, picking lint off his belly button, has no interest in what the fuck the direction the country should go. That person is voting on who decides. And here we are. We're feeling the repercussions of these ideas. I don't know if it's been good, folks. Yeah.
I don't think it has. I asked my parents. Especially my mom, because she, I guess, watches a little bit more of the news than my dad. But anyway, neither one of them. They both voted for Joe Biden. Great. No problem. You do you. But I'm like, Ma, do you even know what any of his plans were? What did he run on? I don't know. I just really didn't like what Trump had to say. Because
what,
you know,
what did Trump say?
No, no, but like, I don't like the way Trump speaks and he's nasty and he's this. So you blindly voted for somebody that you have no idea what he's going to do. You blindly voted for somebody just because you thought Donald Trump spoke too brash. Wow. When this guy's talking about bringing all 11 million people over and giving them fucking amnesty and benefits and Social Security, who do you think gets hurt from that? The elderly, because you know why? You know what do they give them? Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. Mm-hmm. So who winds up getting less out of their check? The people on Social Security. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When the price of gas goes up. Yeah, I have a good income. They're on fixed income. The price of gas goes up a dollar. That affects people on fixed income. So you blindly voted for a guy that increased your cost of living in the first 30 days. Mm-hmm. And when you go, man, I can't believe the price of gas is so expensive. Really? What do you think? Oh, it's because of Texas. What? Did you not see the price of gas rising?
Prior.
Oh, I didn't really notice it much. You know, maybe 20, 30 cents. Yeah, okay. 20, 30 cents. They cut the pipeline. Hey, and then they use Texas as the excuse to bump it another 30, 20 cents. But I'm like, that before Texas, it was already up 60%.
Tim, it's the climate, the Paris Climate Accords. That also has driven the cost.
Yeah, that too. Now,
all this stupid shit that he's doing, it's driving the cost. You know what's interesting?
And he bombed Syria.
Another endless wars. Trump mentioned it. It's like, anyways, look, we could talk about this until we're blue in the face. I want to move on to the next conversation. Listen to this bullshit. Trans rights groups now want straight men to date trans. In order to not be called transphobic, or else you're transphobic. If you're a straight man and refuse to date a trans, you are transphobic. Let me show you this video.
Well, then we need to pass a law that says gays have to date women and lesbians have to date men. No, of course.
Twitter doing
what Twitter does is censorship. They're great at censorship now, but along those same lines, you know, there was the video that showed this, the thought, you know, of these people saying their ideas. And it's insanity, dude. And again, it goes back to what we talked about earlier, where, you know, for the vegans, you know, you can't just be a vegan and mind your business. No, no, no. You got to be in somebody else's business and be yelling at them in their face. You can't just mean like, you know, I'm going to love people for the color that they are. No, no, no. You have to look at their color and acknowledge their color and everything else. It's like, what? No.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Heidi.
Wait, hold on. I'm in the clear.
Why,
Lord?
Oh God, what did you do?
I was engaged to a man.
Oh Jesus! What?
That I moved in with. That I moved in with, and I found out in the course of living with him, sharing one roof, that he loved Victoria's Secret's women's underwear and pajamas and clothing. And he would wear them.
Okay.
He would wear them religiously. Like, I'm talking tens of thousands of dollars.
Tim's face is so comfortable.
He would buy me something from Victoria's Secrets to hide the order that he had coming in for himself.
What?
And I'm not kidding. And he had a very serious conversation with a stack of like 6 to 10 books that he wanted me to read. So understood how natural it was for him.
Did he at least shave? Because I mean, those thongs. So I mean, what do you got?
He didn't like the thongs. He liked the granny panties.
You know what I'm saying?
No, like, he liked the silky
satin. The hairpiece and the
liked the full underwear, the full satin and silk underwear.
All right.
The softer the better. Look, I am not transphobic. There it is.
That's an interesting story. I don't know about that being a story, but the fact that you were engaged, because you start learning how many times she's been engaged. Jesus Christ, no wonder why you fucking son dates crazy people.
He was the only one I was engaged to that I didn't marry.
Until another time she married him.
Oh my God.
So this is
husband number 15.
But this goes to the text I This goes to the text I sent you the other day, right? When they would, when they passed the bill and they were talking about, you know, women in, you know, trans and women's sports.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a man, so I watch men's sports and I would play men's sports. But if I was a female, I would probably think really differently about it going, huh, if I have a daughter and now she's competing against a biological man that that deems himself a woman now, right? He's got bigger muscles. He's taller. He weighs more, whatever. Breaking the records and yada, yada, yada. We all know what's happening and everybody says it's not happening, but it is. They're breaking the records that women.
Who says it's not happening?
Well, you know, people that are true, you know, the people that support full trans, everything. Okay. But now, if I'm on a dating site and they don't tell me that they're trans and I go and wow, everything is great. And then we get down to the business and she's a dude. I think that's a problem because that's like if somebody's sick and doesn't tell you that, hey, I have an STD right before you're, you know, whatever, because if I'm trying to keep myself or if I'm into something, I don't want to be duped. I shouldn't have to be forced to date.
Oh, you're going to be forced, all right.
Oh, you're going to be forced. Bend over, bitch.
Yeah. But
bend
over, bitch.
Nobody should be like, this is crazy. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, pound that ass. Jesus. Like, it makes no sense. Oh, God. No, but none of this makes sense because you are now telling people you are not allowed to think. You're not allowed to say, you want this. No, that's like telling somebody like, hey, I want this Corona. Nope, you can only drink
water.
Coors Light. You know what I mean? And Coors Light sucks.
So is Corona, but we won't go
No, but you know what I'm saying. But right, I'm not even drinking a Corona. I'm drinking whatever.
Yeah.
But the whole point is, if I like something, I want that. But now you're telling me I can't like that and I have to do this just because. To make them feel better.
Yeah,
fuck that shit. Exactly. I'm sorry.
They don't have any
I'm like
say
that with everything.
Do.
Sorry. I have good friends that are transgender or that are females. I don't give a flying fuck. You have a girlfriend. You fuck your girl. That's fine. I don't care.
I will tell you this.
When you get on me, I have a problem.
These same people.
Tell me I got
these same people who will tell you, oh, no. You know, you have to date trans folks or else you're transphobic.
I don't wanna fuck a tranny.
Listen, these same people, if you say this, let me present to you a scenario. If I say, hey, you know what? I'm just hypothetical, folks. Okay. I have to say that because people are, I'm not even white, but let's say I'm a white supremacist. Okay. And I'm with one of these leftists. I guarantee you that they would be like, oh, no, I need to know if you're a white supremacist because I'm not going to have sex with you unless you're a white supremacist, if I know you're a white supremacist. And this is where their argument and it falls apart because, oh, why? Oh, now you're a racist because now you don't accept me as for being white. No, it's because I don't accept you for being who you know what you stand for. Okay, well, let's turn it around. Let's put it this way. What if I'm a Christian? These people, all right, the atheists, all right. Oh, why do you hate Christians? It's the same goddamn thing. No, we get to choose who we want, folks. And that's the beauty of living in a free country. Now, I didn't want to move on to this. And it's along these same lines of this insanity that the left is bringing. Rand Paul, because guess who Joe Biden nominated for the health secretary? He, him, Rachel Levine or whatever the fuck his name is. So, you know, there's hearings. To confirm him, he, her, they, them. And this is Rand Paul. He challenges it. Let me show you this video.
LMNOP.
Exactly.
American culture is now normalizing the idea that minors can be given hormones to prevent their biological development of their secondary sexual characteristics. Dr. Levine, you have supported both allowing minors to be given hormone blockers to prevent them from going through puberty.
Listen to this
shit. As
well
as surgical destruction of a minor's genitalia. Like surgical mutilation, hormonal interruption of puberty can permanently alter and prevent secondary sexual characteristics. The American College of Pediatricians reports that 80 to 95% of prepubertal children with gender dysphoria will experience resolution by late adolescence if not exposed to medical intervention, and social affirmation. Dr. Levine, do you believe that minors are capable of making such a life-changing decision as changing one's sex?
Well, Senator, thank you for your interest in this question. Transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field with robust research and standards of care that have been developed. And if I am fortunate enough to be confirmed as the Assistant Secretary of Health, I would look forward to working with you and your office and coming to your office and discussing the particulars of the standards of care for transgender
medicine.
The specific question is about...
Okay, hold on. I just want to say this.
I wasn't expecting that voice.
In a different time, this person would have been laughed out of that room. I'm just saying.
Minors, let's be a little more specific since you evaded the question. Do you support the government intervening to override the parent's consent to give a child puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and or amputation surgery of breasts and genitalia? You have said that you're willing to accelerate the protocols for street kids. I'm alarmed that poor kids with no parents who are homeless and distraught, you would just go through this and allow that to happen to a minor. I would hope that you would have compassion for Kira Bell, who's a 23-year-old girl who was confused with her identity. At 14, she read on the internet about something about transsexuals. She thought, well, maybe that's what I am. She ended up getting these puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones. She had her breasts amputated. But here's what ultimately she says now. And this is a very insightful decision from someone who made a mistake but was led to believe this was a good thing by the medical community. I made a brash decision as a teenager, as a lot of teenagers do, trying to find confidence and happiness, except now the rest of my life will be negatively affected, she said, adding that the medicalized gender transitioning was a very temporary, superficial fix for a very complex identity issue. What I'm alarmed at is that you're not willing to say absolutely minors shouldn't be making decisions to amputate their breast or to amputate their genitalia. For most of our history, we have believed that minors don't have full rights and the parents need to be involved. So I'm alarmed that you won't say with certainty that minors should not have the ability to make the decision to take hormones that will affect them for the rest of their life. Will you make a more firm decision on whether or not minors should be involved in these decisions?
Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field. And if confirmed,
they can never answer a fucking question.
Okay. All right, hold on.
Just say now, yes or no, because we all know the answer. We all know the answer.
We all know.
Everybody knows
how,
it.
You know how we know? Because there's video of this. Let me show you the video.
This thing isn't really going to get confirmed.
Oh, no, it is. No, no. She is.
Wait, just wait.
Republicans are going to vote because they don't want to be labeled transphobic. They don't want to open that can of worms by not confirming.
This is the
She's
in a different time, this person would have been laughed out of that room. But this is the times that we're living in, and this is why we're going to hell in a handbasket. So let me show you the video that Rand Paul is referring to about this they, them, he, her, hit, shit, piece of fucking shit. God, I can't stand these people. Listen to what this says.
So the protocol was developed in the Netherlands has two phases. The first phase at the young adolescent age is to give what are called a pubertal blocker. To give a medicine to block the progression of puberty so you don't go through the wrong puberty. And then to continue some counseling. And then somewhere between 14 and 16 years of age to start slowly cross-gender hormones. And they have to go through puberty. It doesn't happen, it's going to take years. So you
these
start
are children,
low doses,
folks.
You gradually increase. So
they never- these are
abuse.
Children.
This is,
the left
this
is sick. They're sick, but let me it finish.
This is fucking abuse.
That way, for a transgender woman, male to female, their voice doesn't drop, they don't have hair, they don't have to have electrolysis. For a transgender man, they don't have breast development that will need surgery, they don't have periods, etc. So you block puberty. And then you can, at the appropriate time, send them through the puberty consistent with their gender identity. Does that make sense?
Okay. No.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
You know what China's
all.
Doing? You know what China's doing? They're like basically giving all the men, all the little boys, they're giving them like steroids. They're trying to make them more manlier. And we're trying to, like, they literally are gearing up for world domination. Yeah. And we're pussifying the fucking, this is what you're going to fight. You're going to fight somebody that doesn't know, I can't shoot a gun because
I weep for my daughters to find a man to marry because there aren't going to be any men.
That's why I don't have fucking kids.
Then.
People want to know why I never had fucking kids? It's because this shit's all fucked.
This wasn't around back then.
To reiterate what so this he, going. Her, dude believes, that children should be allowed to select their own gender. And not only that, he wants the government to pay for the surgery. And he wants it to be possible to be done without parental notification. This is the sick world that this is who Biden has fucking nominated, folks. Now, for our listeners who focus on CNN to tell them what's happening in the world out there, folks, you're about to lose your country if we let these snakes
about
in the garden. I'm just saying, man. We have a chance. We have an opportunity to save this country, but there are people who are more concerned because a guy who has a bad tan says mean things. Okay. You're willing to give your country up to this insanity?
I know a lot of people that question that question kids. Transforming kids. Okay. I go, why do you have a problem with that? Well, because it's not natural. But you voted for Joe Biden. Yes. So you knew that was part of his plan. No. Okay. We knew who his pick for health was. We knew that she was the pick. We knew. Mm-hmm. I knew. You knew. We mm-hmm. all knew. We talked about it. The whole conservative news outlets talked about that this is probably who he's going to pick, because his whole goal was to pick the most woke fucking cabinet to please every single.
Since when did Biden start having control over what Biden was doing?
Well, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Well, I mean,
you
know what I'm saying. I mean, let's be real.
But and what people also don't realize, and I've brought this up to them, is what they're going to vote on next week and not even probably have any hearings about it or talks. They're just going to go blindly vote on his fucking arms, his arms bill next week.
We're going to get more arms?
No. You're going to wind up getting comprehensive background checks and all this ammunition shit, bumps. They're going to make everything illegal. They're going to put the strictest gun laws on record next week, and they're not even going
to
talk about it.
In Texas and I think Florida, there's a lot of conservative states who are preparing to call it unconstitutional, and they're going to challenge it. This is going to go to the courts. Okay, so, folks, we're going to leave it there, but like we do on every episode, we're going to leave this on a happy note. Jeremy, you going to like this one? Nine.
Okay.
Nine.
What's your country's biggest flex on the rest of the world?
Well, as Germans, we obviously have to say world cars.
Cars.
Yep.
That's right,
so,
cars.
Hold on. Yeah. What is a flex? The biggest flex on
puffing the chest out, like, yeah. you know.
Like what you did better than somebody yeah. else. Okay. And exactly. how you're,
yeah. I've never heard that term before. So
now it's because we're old.
Oh, know? Speaking of Germany, did you hear Merkel and the rest of Europe? They're probably going to approve and mandate passport vaccines cards. So Germany again with the lists.
Didn't learn their lessons. Hey, by the way, no. Tim, I think you know, as Italians, the biggest flex. What would you say? Fascism.
Wuhan. Fascism might be. It's between Mussolini. Fascism Mussolini. And yeah, it's between Mussolini and pizza.
Did pizza right. actually come from Italy, or is that more of an American thing?
No, it's more of an
American.
Yeah, I don't know. They got good pizza in Italy.
Well, they do now. Now they imported it from America.
Well, it wasn't spaghetti. That was more Chinese. That was Chinese.
Yeah. From what I understand, in Italy itself and in like traditional Italian families, pasta is like a small
extremely
side dish.
Small.
Yeah. It's not the main meal. It's lots of fish and, you know, it's meat. Mediterranean. You're eating the seafood and stuff. Mm.
Well, it's like, that's why. Yeah. Yeah. They're definitely more fish because that was cheap. Because Italy's poor, because Italy's poor. It's not like you know,
getting worse.
Yeah, getting a piece of meat was like whoa. But you know, farming, you know, fruits, vegetables, and fish.
They're looking for people to come and live in their country and buy their.
Oh yeah, we had
properties.
A story about that a year or so ago.
Remember?
About, like, was it like
dollar? Yeah, but there's been something more come out even more recently than that, talking about how like literally Italy is going to be.
Oh well,
nothing.
Oh well, socialism.
Nothing, just like land.
Socialism,
just land.
Fascism.
All right, really?
Here we go.
Yeah.
This last one. Nice package. Nice package, right?
But tell me you got a nice package without telling me you got a nice package.
Tell him, honey.
He doesn't.
You bitch!
But tell me you got a nice package without telling me you got a nice package.
Tell him, honey.
He doesn't.
You bitch!
But tell me you got a nice package.
They have this about it's a Target commercial. Tell me about how something with Target that you know.
Without
and they're
telling
like,
me.
When I go into Target, I go without telling me how great Target is. When I go to Target, I know exactly where the candle aisle is, and that's where I think this is like an offshoot of like some Target commercial.
So did you see the viral videos going around with like the girl with the. Like you showed the first one with the girl with the pump in her car, and she was driving down the street with the pump.
No.
Oh yeah.
It was like almost, we did it on the podcast. He played that one.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was the same girl or a different girl. She had one attached to her car and she's driving. The guy's like literally chasing her down. She gets out of the car. She's like, I'm going to call the cops. And it's because of people like you, why you're single and you're all fucking dumb. And he's like laughing. And then the guy in the car with him, he's like, ma'am, you have.
The gas.
You had the pump, and you go, and she looked, and she was like, and she literally goes over, picks it up, and like she like puts it like real close and puts it like right in the back seat to bring it back. But like
she puts
holy
it in her car.
Shit.
How like, do you do that? I don't understand how stupid people are.
Honestly, I think most of those are staged to be viral for us to talk about. It. I don't think somebody could be that stupid.
No, I know this
first
is
of all.
Even before the viral era, I saw people doing this. I saw somebody driving on the road with this shit. Yes. No, I've seen it happen. I promise you, it's real. It happens, I swear to God. No, you know what? You know how often it happens? Is that they've made them where they come off really, if they get yanked, they come off and the pump shuts off. I mean, that's how common it is. So they've done some safety precautions or measures to prevent.
That's weird. You
know, yeah. Yeah. That's this so happens. Weird. Anyways, too funny. All right.
I wish I had that video.
All right. We're going to leave it there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some social media platforms. What are we on, Tim? Instagram?
I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore because Gab got hacked. I'm done Gab with Gab. I'm not
hacked.
Going on Parler.
Gab,
that's Russia.
Anyway, so, but you can find us at thesaltyshow.com. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. Please, folks, share some of the content. Oh, and we're going to start doing some short podcasts. We're going to start posting daily, so just FYI. It's coming. We'll give you details on the next episode. All right. Catch you all next time. Adios.
Auf Wiedersehen.
We'll see ya.
Schnauze, Leute.
What?